Hey everybody, this is Mark with Safe Day Trading, and today I thought I'd talk a little bit about, some of the stuff I've seen going on with some of our students, and my first story is about myself. I'm in the process of putting together a presentation this week on stops, and it got me thinking about, some of the stuff that I did before I knew better. And so I thought I'd share a little bit of that with you. The story goes, early in my career, I was doing pretty good, making a lot of money. And so I took $20,000 out of my IRA. And it just so happened that WorldCom was posting phenomenal and terrific earnings reports, and they were expecting the next earning report to be even better than the previous one. And so, rumor had it, a couple of friends of mine said, oh, you got to buy this, you got to do this, And so I said, okay, I will. I didn't look at any technicals. I didn't look at any much fundamentals. I did look at the fundamentals and looked at the balance sheet and the P&L and the previous couple of years, and just really looked like, they were on an astronomical takeoff. And so I took $20,000 out of my IRA, and I bought $20,000 worth of WorldCom, expecting it to be worth $40,000 or $50,000 within a couple of weeks. Well, one of the things I didn't do was I didn't put a stop on it. I just said, let's put it in, run with the ball, and if it starts to fall, then we'll get a stop in there, and we won't worry about it because it's not going to fall. I was totally convinced it was not going to fall. But when I'm totally convinced it's not going to fall, guess what it does? And 3 days later, my $20,000 was worth about, 20 bucks, 30 bucks. I was devastated. I was so devastated I didn't even want to share it with my wife. I was that devastated. And so we kind of shook it off, and I sat down with a friend of mine afterwards, not the friend of mine who suggested that I buy WorldCom and do all that stuff. It was the friend of mine who knew better and who knew how to trade. And, he gave me a post-mortem, I guess you'd say, review of what all I did wrong with that. And I needed that because I still like to trade. At that point, I was still interested in trading. I was interested in trading Forex or trading something else. So I learned a hard lesson. I learned a $20,000 lesson there. I don't know how many of you guys out there I've learned $20,000 lessons. The other thing too is that in the early 2000s, I was doing pretty good with the world or the dot-com bubble. I was looking at 85% return for 3 or 4 years in a row, and I was, I was hot. I thought I was really good. I didn't know anything about what I was doing, and it was all fundamentals or just a feel type of thing, but I wasn't looking at candlesticks. I wasn't looking at simple moving averages. And then things turned around. And that 85% I was doing annually started to be 55% drops annually. And so, when it was all said and done, I think my portfolio was basically cut in about a third of the initial portfolio part of it. But again, what did I not do? I did not do stops. I did not plan for getting out. And that's a hard lesson to learn. I don't know if you guys have learned that yet, especially younger guys, but I know us older guys have figured it out because it's been an expensive lesson. And if I could go back and take that lesson again, I'd be a lot smarter. I'll be damn sure I'd be a lot smarter than if I was if I did, like I said, did it again. So I just kind of want to share those two stories with you. I want you to be aware that stops are very, very important, and it protects yourself And it also allows you to kind of automate your trades because, you know, if you are disciplined enough to set up a 10% stop and a 50% profit stop, you know, it's automatic. And, you know, if you've got you lose 10%, that's no big deal. You can make that up. You know, if you lose 100%, that's a big deal because it's going to take a long time to recover. 10%, not so much. Anyway, I wanted to share those thoughts with you, and hopefully you can appreciate my position and why I'm so interested and so talk so much about stops. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.